In this rite, which we celebrate this evening, and of course, in 1969, the calendars were all changed and mixed up and confused. It's a mess. It was and it still is a mess. Luckily, His Holiness Pope Leo XIV intends to change things again, to bring them back to order. And of course, he has called for a secret consistory of the College of Cardinals to meet this month with him to deal with the Mass. And he already wrote them. He says, we need to make the Mass more reverent. And we know very well that in most places it is not. So let us hope he succeeds. So pray for him. But in this rite, as it is now, we celebrate ahead of time the feast which is on January the 6th, the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord, the manifestation of the Son of God. And so here we see from the Gospel of St. Matthew that it was time for him to be manifested. And at that time, there were priest kings, and most of the priest kings of different nations who looked to the stars always were the high priest of their own country. They were not Jews, they were not Hebrews, but they had an inkling. God had given them some kind of an inkling about what was to happen. And so he used their own methods, their own means, a star. And of course we see the star is not a star. People have been looking for it ever since. The star was an angel who looked like a star. And so he came and went this way and went that way, as we see here. And they all gathered and they met in Jerusalem. Not only three, Saints Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior, who eventually became Catholics and priests and bishops and were martyrs for the faith. But others, too, that we don't know about. But there were literally hundreds of foreigners that came to Jerusalem. And so Herod was deeply disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. What is going on? What is this? And so he is told by the priests of the temple. And they came looking for the newborn king. Now Herod had no newborn king. He wasn't even the real king of Israel at all. He was a fake. And so they say, we have seen his star at his coming, at his rising, and have come to do him homage. Herod was very upset because he feared that he would be taken out of power. And so all Jerusalem was upset. Herod was a very wicked and bloody man. And at the drop of a hat, he would kill hundreds of people. And they were all afraid that he would kill them. And so, at this time, he called the priests, and they said, where is this king? What is this going on? And they said, the prophet, and of course it's the prophet Micah, has foretold in Bethlehem of Judea, he has been born. For thus it has been written through the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from thee shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel. A messianic promise. This ruler, this king, this child that is born is the Messiah, the true king of Israel. And Herod, though he was no Jew, really understood and was fearful for his throne. And then he called the Magi in and told them about Bethlehem. And he said, when you have seen him, let me know so I too can do him homage. He was a total hypocrite. He did not want to do him homage. He wanted to kill him. And so they left, and the star had disappeared, and it came back. And they were very happy. They rejoiced that the star had come back, this angel that looked like a star. But they did not know that. And St. Matthew did not report this. It is just a matter of common sense. The star doesn't go this way and that way and the other way. This is an angel that precedes them. And so they go to Bethlehem. By this time, Several months have happened. They're not in the cave any longer. They're in a little house that St. Joseph had rented for them. And when they found the star sitting above the house, they went in, and then they fell to their faces. They prostrated themselves. And they brought him gifts. What kind of gifts? They brought him gold, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Only gold is worthy of the King. Frankincense, because he is God. And we use frankincense in the liturgy, even to this day. And in heaven it is used also, because it is what is befitting the Almighty God. And myrrh, a very strange gift, because myrrh is used for preparing a body for burial. Because this King came to die on the cross. And thus we see later in the Gospel that they prepared his body for burial with myrrh and other holy incenses that preserved the body a little bit, but also was an honor to the body. But in this case, it was the body of God, that same body that we shall receive in Holy Communion in just a few moments. And then the Magi were warned in a dream not to return to Herod as he asked. They would put the child in danger. And so they went to their own country by another route. And so they went back. They became, as I said, Catholics and priests and eventually bishops of their own countries. And eventually they were martyred. They shed their blood for this little baby whom they adored, who is the Son of God, the Lord of the universe, the King of Kings, the Messiah of Israel and of all the nations. Lord, every nation on earth will and does adore thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.